Some unfinished business from World War II now. Johann Breyer, a retiree in Philadelphia, as far as anyone knew until yesterday, was a retired tool worker from the former nation of Czechoslovakia. Today he stands accused of being an armed guard from Auschwitz, where he allegedly worked to kill victims in gas chambers there. Dave Davies, WHYY senior reporter, joins me now. Dave, welcome to the program.
Good to be here.
How old is Mr. Breyer at this point?
89 years old.
And how was he apprehended? Who was in charge of sort of the investigation here?
Well, he was arrested by federal authorities at his home in northeast Philadelphia on Tuesday. This was after a German court in June issued a warrant for his arrest based on new information about his activities during World War II. They went through the State Department and the U.S. Attorney's Office here, developed the proper paperwork and arrested him. He's now in custody.
And so he knew this was coming on some level.
Well, he has been questioned by authorities going back as far as 1991 about his activities. He's been interviewed. He's given statements. So I think he knew he was under scrutiny. I doubt he expected officials to show up and arrest him yesterday.
And, of course, for years, Nazi hunters for the Simon Wiesenthal Center have been on the hunt for various people from concentration camps and other facilities in occupied nations during World War II and in Germany. Who did you speak with?
Well, I spoke with Ephraim Zuroff, who describes himself as the chief Nazi hunter for the Simon Wiesenthal Center. He was aware of Breyer, and one of the things he told me was the fact that he is 89 really doesn't matter.
There's no reason to ignore people just because they were born in 1923 or born in 1925. If he's physically and mentally able to face charges, there's absolutely no reason to ignore him. The passage of time in no way diminishes the guilt of the killers.
So what do we know about his guilt or his responsibilities at Auschwitz besides the fact that he was an armed guard?
Well, he's long admitted that he was a guard at Auschwitz, but Auschwitz was primarily a labor camp. There was another part of that facility, Auschwitz II Birkenau, and he's always denied that he was there because that was an extermination center. That was a place where more than a million people were sent specifically to be gassed and then cremated, and Breyer has always denied he was ever there. What we now have is new evidence that, in fact, he and his unit were at that facility exterminating hundreds of thousands of people throughout 1944. You know, I should say, John, that we don't have any evidence of specific acts by him. We don't have evidence of him, exhibiting sadistic pleasure in killing people or, personally beating people to death. What he's accused of is being one of the many guards who were there, essentially making sure that prisoners marched to their deaths and then disposing of the bodies afterward.
Well, enabling the operations at Auschwitz is a crime in and of itself, and that's partly what Zuroff says here.
Obviously, someone like Breyer is not as guilty as the people who planned, built, and commanded Auschwitz. But it's those Breyers who made it possible for the Nazis to carry out their horrific plans to mass murder as many Jews and other people classified as enemies of the Reich.
So what happens now? Do we know?
Well, there will be an extradition hearing in August, and Breyer's attorney will present a defense. And I would imagine that one of the things he will say was that this man was 17 years old when he was recruited to the Waffen-SS. He was in Slovakia, not in Germany. And one of the things that the Reich did was to often take ethnic Germans from areas outside of Germany, and rather than assign them to military duty on the front lines, make them guards at concentration camps. And that's all he did. All of his acts in the war ended before he reached the age of 20. So he was a very young man. And I suspect that they will argue that he had little choice. Once he was in the Waffen-SS, once he was assigned guard duty, he had little option other than to do what he was told. And I guess the court will have to consider that.
Dave Davies, WHYY senior reporter, thanks so much.
Good to be with you.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.